Over the weekend, hundreds of African Americans rallied on the Capitol Mall to demand reparations for slavery. Among the speakers, Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan.
It seems that America owes black people, Native Americans, a lot for what we have endured. We cannot settle for some little jive token. We need millions of acres of land that black people can build and do for ourselves.
Louis Farrakhan speaking on the National Mall on Saturday. Commentator Dinesh D'Souza says he understands why some African Americans are calling for reparations, but he disagrees with their arguments.
As a native of India, a country colonized by the British for centuries, and as a person of color living in the United States, I cannot agree with the idea of reparations. The concept of reparations is based on the premise that the descendants of slavery and colonialism are worse off as a result of those historical crimes. In reality, these descendants are vastly better off than they would have been had slavery and colonialism never occurred. Let me explain. When I was a young boy growing up in Bombay, I noticed that my grandfather, who had grown up under British colonialism, had developed a strong hostility to the white man. I realized that he had an anti-white animus that I didn't share. This puzzled me. Why did he and I feel so differently? Finally, I figured it out. The reason for our difference of perception was that colonialism had been pretty bad for him and pretty good for me. Another way to put it is that colonialism had injured those who lived under it, but paradoxically it proved beneficial to their descendants. Virtually everything that I do and cherish has been shaped by a worldview that was brought to India by colonialism. I write in English. I work on a computer. I believe in individual dignity, in human rights, in democratic government, in equality before the law, in the concept of innocent until proven guilty. All these things are the product of Western civilization. I am not saying it was the intention of the British to give all these wonderful things to the Indians. They came, of course, to rule, and they ruled with a heavy hand. But in order to rule, the British had to build roads and railways and ports. They had to educate a native class of Indians to help administer the empire, and this meant they had to teach them English. Pretty soon the Indians were reading Hobbes and Locke and the Federalist Papers. The Indians began to use new words like self-determination. What I am saying is that the Indians learned the language of their liberation from their captors. The British inadvertently brought things to India that have immeasurably enriched the lives of the descendants of colonialism. And the same is true of slavery. Yes, it was a terrible crime. And yes, the slaves were vastly worse off as a result of slavery. But their descendants are vastly better off. Jesse Jackson has a much better life in America than he would have had in Ghana or Somalia. I am not trying to justify slavery or colonialism, which were grave wrongs. But history shows that bad institutions sometimes have beneficial results. Despite the corrupt and self-serving intentions of their practitioners, slavery and colonialism proved to be the transmission belt that has brought millions of non-whites into the realm of Western freedom.
Dinesh D'Souza is the Rishwan Fellow at the Hoover Institution. We'll have various perspectives on this issue and others relating to race in America in the coming weeks.